Hey there. How does love as an obligation or feeling overly responsible to love another feel to you? As an example, do you feel obligated to love your parents? How about your spouse or all of your kids? What if you find this hard to do? Do you guilt yourself about it? So feel into this moment. How did you initially react to my first question, meaning how does love as an obligation feel to you? This is kind of a trick question today. And this week's episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness is called Breaking Free, Releasing the Obligation to Love and Embracing True Freedom. That's this month's 1001 Way of Being to Let Go Of, surprisingly. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. My intention with these 1001 ways of being to let go of is to introduce you to low vibe, destructive, and negative ways of being to let go of so you can remove blocks to what you really intend for your life and align yourself and your energy fields with higher consciousness and more constructive, positively oriented, and powerful ways of being. Now, this is not to say that you can't feel what you feel and express whatever it is you may need to communicate. It's just making you aware that to continue just to suppress and repress emotions doesn't serve you or anyone around you. And you need to become aware that they exist and need to be released energetically. And we all have trapped stuff. We all have triggers and reactions and things like that. But what I'm suggesting here is it's time to let go of whatever keeps pushing your buttons. And when you let go of it, you're not going to be triggered anymore. You're not going to be reacting anymore. You're going to be at peace, and you're not going to be a magnet for someone to push your buttons anymore, because it just isn't there for them to push. And what I share in these episodes helps you put authentic power and truth into context so that you can make better choices. You can focus on more powerful things and feel much better. So today is no exception. Let's get started. So for those of you new to this podcast and my weekly, actually it's every other week, I do 1001 ways of being to let go of. And then on the weeks in between, I do 1001 ways of being of higher consciousness. So this week we're looking at ways of being to let go of. And I just want to lay a little groundwork for you, as well as for you listeners that are listening in often, because it's helpful to hear these things over and over again so you finally get it. Because consciousness, even the word itself, is abstract. It's like, what the heck does that mean, and how do you spell it? So first of all, you're going to want to know I share a lot of numbers with you. I mean, maybe not a lot, but every episode I'm sharing numbers. And those numbers are known as consciousness calibrations, which in simpler terms are just measurements of energy. It's like measuring the energy of different types of light bulbs or volts or, you know, what kind of plug. You get a 110 or 220 plugged into your wall. It's similar to that. It's a measurement. That's it. And it's important to understand that these are measurements and not judgments or opinions. They're just measurements of energy, also known as consciousness calibrations. And the skeptical lower mind wants to think, because something that you may want to hold on to, you know, you may want to hold on to grudges, and I'm telling you, it's of lower consciousness, you may think that's a judgment or opinion. It's not. It's simply a measurement of energy. Like, what's the energy here? What is it? What's it going to create for you? And just so you know, everything that ever was and is throughout history, whether that be a thought, an event, a place on the map, different types of foods, animals, or people, including you and I, can be calibrated as to our level of consciousness. And for humans, these levels can go up and down dramatically, for sure, which is why you can't really always, you know, people change. They could just take the slide off the slippery slope and they go take a nosedive into lower consciousness. I am quite familiar with that pattern, let me tell you. Now, these calibrations are based on the decades of consciousness research by Dr. David R. Hawkins, famously known for his map of consciousness and his book, Power versus Force. And the map is a logarithmic scale from 0 to 1,000, where calibrations of 200 and above are of higher consciousness, and anything below 200 is of lower consciousness. So 200 is 10 to the 200th power, 600 is 10 to the 600th power. It's quantum and vast in nature. So all of the 101 ways of being to let go of will share things, and perhaps surprising ones, like today. You could be like, obligation to love, I don't know. Is that of higher consciousness or lower consciousness? It could be go either way. And this one could be a surprising one to you because it calibrates below 200. In other words, anything below 200, you want to become aware of within yourself and understand, because you want to know what you're attracting into your life in the absence of letting them go eventually. So this is just like a red flag to say, hey, do you feel obligation to love? And if you do, I'm saying, you know what? You need to let that one go because it does not serve you. And so today's calibration from consciousnesscalibrations.com is a request from one of the community members, which is kind of cool how this community works. If you're a paid subscriber, you can request calibrations, and people come up with really kind of fascinating things, which I'm going to start sharing, like the calibration in a week I just found super interesting. Not today because I'm not prepared, but starting next week, I thought I'll start doing that, because there are thousands of calibrations, and some of them come across, I'm like, oh my God, that's so interesting. So today, here it is. Feeling over-responsible to love, or love as an obligation, calibrates at 195 in Brian's All Dimensions calibration from the Map of Spiritual Progress that Brian created, which is based on Dr. Hawkins' Map of Consciousness, and maybe a little confusing, but he had to recreate his own because he's, you know, being kind of told that it's a copyright infringement. Whether it is or not is, according to consciousness calibrations, it's not really, you know, to restrict us from sharing the map of consciousness is kind of insane. And it wasn't what Dr. Hawkins intended, but it is what it is, and I don't need to get entangled with Dr. Hawkins' wife, who's been a huge contributor to his work as well. So we'll just allow it. And then Brian created this other map, which is even super interesting, I think. So an All Dimensions calibration of 195 is still lower consciousness. It's still destructive energy field. And what Brian had to say is he makes some interesting comments on occasion, which I love, because he understands the energy of what's going on and he shares his insights into it. As I do, becoming more and more understanding of the energy fields and really feeling, you know, different things, the energy of different things, which is another reason why I like to do this. You can start feeling your way into the truth of things. And when you intend to align with the truth, and let me tell you, the universe is right there with you. You're like, oh, okay, great. Let me help you out with that. You humans need a good dose of what's true and what is not true. So feeling over-responsible to love, love as an obligation, is an exploitative energy field that seeks to control us in the name of love. Now, this is not like a personalization of somebody out there trying to exploit you, right? Like Lucifer or, you know, some of those, evildoers, right? That's not it. Energy fields are impersonal attractor fields, but it feels like somebody seeks to control you. That's the energy of it in the name of love. So there's no truth to that. And this is essentially the energy of shooting all over yourself. It's self-inflicted guilt, which we Catholics know all about. And I'm sure there's plenty of other religions that like to shame and blame and guilt you into anything so that they can control you. It's the energy of control. It's not a they, it's the energy of the field. And guilt is super low vibe and self-destructive energy field. You got to let go of guilt. Like, you're just doing yourself no good to hold on to guilt. And when you start to release some of this lower level stuff, you let go of things that are of lower consciousness, you won't feel guilty anymore, and you won't be an attractor field for it. Except for, you know, maybe with your parents that want to keep guilting you. You still got that running. You expect it from them, like I do. So, anyway, guilt is like 30 or 40. It's one of the lowest levels of consciousness, and you do not want to infuse your energy fields with guilt. It's just no good because it's also inviting punishment, just so you know. If you got a lot of guilt running, you could have a lot of accidents because you feel like it's the energy field calling in punishment, which stinks. You don't want that either. So now that you understand the energy of love as an obligation, how can you let go of it? And I always like to talk about other things that are swimming around in this impersonal energy field of 195. Look at it as a pool of energy, and it's a giant magnet in this pool, bringing in everything that's swimming around in the pool with you at 195. Because it's super helpful, and I've said this before, when I came across self-scrutiny, I looked up everything that was swimming in the pool of 195. I'm like, oh my God, all this stuff that was in that pool, I was affected by. I was attracting into my experience. So you want to let go of these. These are self-destructive and sabotaging energies, which you're going to want to blame and shame someone else for. But they're yours. You got it within you, so you got to let go of it so you can stop inviting it in. So other things that calibrate at 195, and I love sharing this one, is self-scrutiny, because many of us scrutinize ourselves. And scrutiny is the shadow side of self-awareness. It's not self-awareness. Self-awareness is willing, kind of neutral, accepting of it is what it is, and let an understanding like, oh, I just got to let this go, or I'm willing to let this go, this is not who I am, whatever. Whereas scrutiny, self-scrutiny, is negatively oriented to blame, shame, and guilt yourself. Those are super destructive attractor fields. You don't want to invite it into your pool. You want to be swimming in this Caribbean blue pool of goodness, you know, floating around in a little floaty, right, in the sun with an umbrella drink in your hand. That's the pool we all want to really be swimming in, not this muddied water, you know, pool full of piranha fish and alligators, right? We don't want that. So self-scrutiny, objectively and energetically, there's nothing good about it. This is not a judgment. It's just like, this is, it is what it is. And it keeps you stuck in a negative spin and growing feelings of bitterness and resentment. When you're swimming in this pool, you're just going to naturally develop bitterness and resentment. It's part of the pool. It's part of the whole game in that pool. You want to get out of it. Get out of the pool, hop over to the Caribbean side of things with the white sandy beaches and the floaties on your arms and the umbrella drink in your mouth, right? Sunshine overhead. So there are two, I found two other things. I mean, there's a ton of things in the energy of 195 in our world. Thousands of things, likely. But two other things swimming around in this energy field pool of 195 is one is inhibition, which, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is an inner impediment to free activity, expression, or functioning. And if you look at obligation to love, I mean, you're impeding yourself to really love by having this this low-level obligation to love. You're not going to feel it. You want to feel love. You don't want to feel obligated to it because that's forcing it. Hence Dr. Hawkins' book, Power versus Force. Power is huge. Just going neutral is huge to get you out of the field of the 195. And another good one is a white lie, which I think I shared recently as well, because it's in the 195 field. And a white lie, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, is often trivial, diplomatic, or well-intentioned untruth. It's still low vibe. It's still destructive. It's still dishonest, and it corrupts your energy field. So you're better off telling the truth, or just, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all, right? That's high vibe, by the way. That I think it's in the 400s to refrain from saying something if it's intended to be harmful. But if it's speaking the truth, like calling a spade, you're still standing in your power when you're speaking the truth. So, now, again, so what's the, oh, so the energy of a white lie, this is what Brian had to say about it, is motivated by the energy of pride and control. And the obligation to love is also a controlling energy. There's no truth or authentic power in this energy field, and I totally understand why you would think obligation to love is of higher consciousness. It is not. You don't want to force yourself to feel love when it's not there. You've got to remove the blocks to it and allow it to come naturally. So how can you let go and stop swimming around in this low energy field and break into freedom and relief from this pool that you don't really, I mean, it doesn't feel good to be in the pool, that's for sure. So this week I introduced you to Bach flower essences and how powerful a remedy they have been for me to take the edge off emotionally charged situations and triggers, or something that is coming up to be processed out. And many things will come to be processed out because you set your intention to do so. You've set your intention to be loving, which Dr. Hawkins is like, you don't necessarily, if you're not even close to loving, you might want to shoot for a different star to get you started. Like, just become neutral. Neutral is 250 on the map. Loving is in the 500s. That's a quantum leap between them, and you don't want to force yourself into lovingness or unconditional love because you're going to have to clear a lot of stuff out of the way, and it could be very uncomfortable to do that. And unless you got a Bach flower essence to help you relieve from it, it totally takes the edge off and helps you get on the upside of whatever it is you're trying to deal with. So, as I promised, I intend to remember to look for Bach flower remedies for each letting go episode. And voila! I found one that speaks to this obligation to love issue, kind of, but there's actually two that kind of you could blend together to work. You can make your own concoction of things to deal with blends of stuff you want to help relief from. But before I share those, I requested a calibration for Bach Flower Essences over at consciousnesscalibrations.com, and Brian came up with 210, which is an all dimensions calibration on his scale of the map of consciousness, and which is still based on Dr. Hawkins' map, but again, he had to create his own map so he doesn't infringe on any copyright stuff. So I expected the range to be in the Earth's energy field because it's nature, it's Earth type of stuff, and the Earth is 205 on the map of consciousness, and Bach Flower Essences are 210. So even though it's not like, don't use the linear mind in thinking higher is better, because that's not true. 210 is all the energy that's needed and that comes from a Bach Flower Essence, and it freaking works. For me, it sure does. And I was speaking to a friend today, in fact, and she has a whole, medicine cabinet full of Bach Flower remedies that she uses on a regular basis. So does my sister. I used to have a whole cabinet full, but then I stopped using them because I felt better. And then I'm like, you know what? I got to get back to my Bach Flower remedies. Okay, so here's the ones I found that I would probably use for letting go of the obligation to love. The first one I found is called chicory. And what it does is help you let go of loved ones and expectations from them. That's what it helps you do. And then if you go look at chicory, it'll give you more information about the issues you're dealing with. And then when you switch into the positive side of chicory, how are you supported? Like, what's the upside of using chicory? And then the other one is oak. And it helps you to let go of excessive work and a sense of duty. And the sense of duty thing is really obligation. So oak is going to shore up your foundation of letting go of this, any type of low-level obligation or sense of duty, like sense of duty to your parents, as an example. That's just low-level. It doesn't serve anyone. It just creates bitterness and resentment. And that's the field that you're in attracting that. And I'll have links to both of these remedies in the show notes below, so you can dive a bit deeper into each one and determine which one speaks to you best right now. And again, you can blend them. You can take blends of them and make your own concoction. And, you know, they're just droplets of stuff, little droppers. And the bottles are like usually about $17 a piece. So I also, as you know, if you've listened to these Letting Go episodes before, I also created an entire page with how to let go resources, tips and tools. And if you don't have time to go through the page, because there's a lot going on there, you can opt into my email journey, and I'll kind of slow drip you all these tools and resources. And when one pops up that really speaks to you, you can check it out and put it to use. And you can find that link below in the podcast notes, or you can go to themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/how-to-let-go, all one word. And you can get in that email journey or just check out the page there. Thank you for joining me. That's it for this week's 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. Next week, we'll find another 1001 Ways of Being of Higher Consciousness, where you align with authentic power and truth. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.